This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
She never said that this would be easy. They will lie to you, she said. They will try to denounce you, she said. They will try to steal your gift, and she was right. Sister Abigail always spoke the truth, and so do I. So when I tell you that I knew this day would come, I am not telling you a lie. And on this day, in this moment in time right now, this very second, I can truly say that I have the whole damn world in my hand.
You're waking up to the news this morning that Wyndham Rotunda, best known to wrestling fans as Bray Wyatt, has passed away at the age of 36. The notice of Rotunda's passing was made by Paul Levesque, who tweeted, "Just received a call from WWE Hall of Famer Mike Rotunda, who informed us of the tragic news that our WWE family member for life, Wyndham Rotunda, also known as Bray Wyatt, unexpectedly passed away earlier today. Our thoughts are with his family, and we ask everyone to respect their privacy at this time." There had been numerous reports of Rotunda suffering a medical issue that kept him away from WWE television since before WrestleMania. Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful has posted the following. "I was given permission to reveal that earlier this year, Wyndham Rotunda got COVID that exacerbated a heart issue. There was a lot of positive progress towards a return and his recovery. Unfortunately, today he suffered a heart attack and passed away. I encourage those reading to respect the family's privacy, if at all possible, but his loved ones wanted some details clarified." With that in mind, let's take a look back at the life and times of the one and only Bray Wyatt.
New Orleans. We're here.
Wyndham Lawrence Rotunda was born in Brooksville, Florida on May 23rd, 1987. Wrestling was always going to play a part in Wyndham's story. He's the son of Mike Rotunda, aka WWF Golden Era star IRS, the nephew of former Four Horsemen Barry and Kendall Wyndham, and the grandson of former WWWF Tag Team Champion Blackjack Mulligan. He won a state wrestling championship whilst at high school, did Wyndham, and earned a football scholarship to Troy University. However, his passion would always take him away from the gridiron and into the wrestling ring. His debut for the wrestling world came as part of Florida Championship Wrestling under the name Duke Rotunda. He would team alongside his brother Bo, aka Bo Dallas. The world would meet Wyndham Rotunda as Husky Harris during the game show years of NXT that would soon follow. And he would arrive on the main roster as Husky Harris as part of the breakout NXT faction, the Nexus.
"My name is Husky Harris, and I'm from Brooksville, Florida. I remember being a little kid. Teacher would ask everyone, what do you guys want to be when you grow up? And when they call on me, I'd say, I am going to be in the WWE. They chuckle and laugh. Who's laughing now, you know what I'm saying? I am a third generation superstar. Black Jack Mulligan is my grandfather, and my father, Mike Rotunda, the IRS man. I always had to live in this giant shadow in a very small town. Now I'm ready to just step out of that shadow. I've been waiting for this for a long time.
In 2012, back in FCW, Rotunda would go, and it would be there that he would fashion a cult leader persona that would change his wrestling fate and put the whole world in his hands.
I was raised in Lafayette, Louisiana. My daddy, he's a captain of his own shrimp boat. I hated my daddy. He was a mean old man, my daddy. He took an 8-year-old Bray Wyatt and he pulled him out of school. He didn't think I needed to learn with them other kids. But then randomly one day, my daddy, his boat, caught on fire. And it sunk him down into the daggone sea with it. And I went away. I went away for a while. But Bray Wyatt, he told himself how to read. And I started out with C-Spot Run. And then it was Clifford the Big Red Dog. And then it was the good book mostly after that. And I learned. And I learned a lot of things. I learned how this world likes to throw away a little white trash peon like Bray Wyatt. And let me tell you something. I ain't no white trash. And I ain't no peon either. I am better than you all. And I wouldn't want to be that guy. I wouldn't want to be that guy, that first guy that has to get in the ring with me, man. I wouldn't want to be you. Because I am going to take pleasure in watching you burn, man. Just like my daddy. We live in a world where society has poisoned the souls of men. It hovers over them like a dark cloud, and they can't do anything about it. Because they're just the regular, everyday working class.
People like me.
They get down on their hands and knees and they whisper these little lies and secrets into their ears. But I have a secret of my own.
Catching flies in his mouth.
And what are you gonna do when they decide it's time?
We are the ones.
When they start to walk upright.
The ones you've been told about.
And we
are walking upright.
What are you gonna do?
Well, I know what you're gonna do.
Run. You're gonna tell them
we're coming.
Run.
Now send us someone. Just don't send anyone you want back.
Witness the new face of fear.
And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
We're coming.
Bray Wyatt, influenced by famous cult leaders and the WWF New Generation star Waylon Mercy, would strike a chord with audiences that would lead to memorable moments across the ring from the likes of The Undertaker, John Cena, Randy Orton, and eventually the WWE title.
And on this day, in this moment in time right now, this very second, I can truly say that I have the whole damn world in my hand.
In 2019, Wyndham Rotunda creatively spun pro wrestling on its axis once again with macabre and unorthodox results. This gave us the creation of a new Mr. Rogers-esque appearance and a darkness that lurked within the Firefly Funhouse.
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And my name is Bray Wyatt. Yowie wowie! We're gonna have so much fun here! This is my special place. And all my Fireflies can feel safe here. And I cannot wait to show you all what I've learned. No, I'm gonna need the help of all my Fireflies. So, who's with me? Oh, that just warms my soul. But don't worry, there's still a lot of darkness in this old noggin.
but this time it's different.
I like to call him the Fiend. But don't you worry. He's here to protect us. The truth is, people say and do horrible things. Sometimes I find it hard to find my confidence. Sometimes I find it hard to be brave. Especially when I'm all alone. But when I do this, I can be anything I want to be.
As the Fiend, Wyndham Rotunda would find himself once again at the front of wrestling fans' conscience. And it would lead to another run with WWE's top prize and even more outlandish rivalries with the likes of Seth Rollins, Randy Orton, and John Cena, with whom he would have an unforgettable Firefly Funhouse match with at WrestleMania 36.
What makes you think you got what it takes to hang with Bray Wyatt?
Ruthless aggression!
Wow! Who ever thought this was actually gonna work? I'm not gonna lie, this is pretty embarrassing, you know?
Ruthless aggression!
Oh, John. I am literally living your biggest failure right now.
I'm not gonna lie.
It's sad. I guess I can see why you almost got fired, right?
Creative differences would be one reason cited for Bray's lack of momentum from 2021. And he would be released from his WWE contract in July of that year to the shock of fans around the world. When the WWE regime changed the following year, Bray Wyatt was welcomed back with a series of interactive Easter eggs scattered across WWE television and a whole new cast of characters to play with.
Who am I? I'm just the ghost of the man who sold the world, of course. You killed the world!
Killed the world!
You sent him away. And then, they're the reason why you are just a shell of what you once were. And I say to you, rebel in what you are. But you, sir, but you are a liar.
You're a liar.
You claim you don't wear a mask.
You do not wear a mask.
But we both know that's not true, don't we? I can see you. You will never be able to hide from me. Your Uncle Howdy.
Bray Wyatt unceremoniously disappeared from WWE television in the run-up to WrestleMania this year. Health concerns had been mentioned during this time, but signs were pointing to an eventual Wyatt comeback. According to reports, just days before his death, Rotunda had been making positive progress towards recovery and even been medically cleared for a WWE return. However, it wasn't to be. WWE have announced that all Bray Wyatt merchandise items on their store will have all net proceeds donated to JoJo Offerman and Bray Wyatt's children, supporting the family during this unbelievably difficult time. Since the announcement, tributes have poured from far and wide to Wyndham Rotunda. Alexa Bliss, who of course worked with Bray Wyatt on their encapsulating storyline in 2020, writes, "What an amazing human being Wyndham is, an amazing and kind friend, one of the most creative minds to ever walk this earth. Wyndham, you've brought so much joy and happiness to everyone around you. Sending my love to the Rotunda family, JoJo, and their babies. We love you, Wyndham." We heard from Braun Strowman, a former Wyatt stable member. He wrote on Instagram, 8 years ago, I joined you as your black sheep. If I only knew 8 short years later, I would have to say goodbye. I sure as hell wouldn't have taken so much for granted. You are my best friend, my mentor, my big little brother, my brother of destruction. You were there for all my highs and lows as I was there for yours. You taught me so many things in the business that we shared and loved, and you taught me so much in life. I'll see you down the road, my friend. Slap Brody on the ass for me when you see him. I know this isn't bye forever. I love you, Hoot. WWE Hall of Famer Mick Foley writes, RIP Bray Wyatt. This is awful news. Terribly sad for his family, friends, and fans. I thought so highly of Bray Wyatt. and was so flattered when he started using the mandible claw for his finisher. A true visionary, one of the most compelling presences that wrestling has ever created. Cody Rhodes, who of course was the pro to Husky Harris's rookie on NXT, writes, "Power and endless love to your family. Rest, Cowboy." The Rock has said, "I am heartbroken over the news of Bray Wyatt's passing. Always had a tremendous respect and love for him and the Rotunda family. Loved his presence, his promos, his in-ring work, and his connection with the WWE universe. A very unique, cool, and rare character, which is hard to create in our crazy world of pro wrestling. Still processing losing the GOAT Terry Funk yesterday and now Bray today. My love, light, strength and mana to the Rotunda family and the Funk family during this tough, heartbreaking time. As always, thank you for the house." Tributes will continue to pour in throughout the day, no doubt. And we here at Cultaholic extend our condolences to the friends and the family of the late, great Wyndham Rotunda, otherwise known as Bray Wyatt.
"And remember my fireflies, I'll always light the way. And all you have to do is let me in." Bye. See you later. Bye.
"We're really glad that you're our friend. And this is a friendship that'll never, ever end."
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.